94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Daryl Huckabee, along with Dee Dee in the morning. You know, we always keep you connected to what's happening in our community. And this weekend, big weekend in New Haven, the Elm City Freddie Fixer Parade Weekend. And joining us to talk all about it is Reese McLeod. How you doing, Reese?
I'm good, Daryl. How are you? I'm excited to be here. It's always a pleasure.
I am fantastic. So glad to have you join us. Now, the Freddie Fixer Parade has been a part of my life. I'm born and raised here in New Haven, born in New Hallville. So when I was a kid, I was part of the Freddie Fixer as a participant with Walter Pop Smith. But, you know, 60 plus years later, this parade is still going strong and it's expanded from one day to a whole weekend of activities. So I'm excited to have you on to tell us all about what's happening, starting this Friday with the awards gala.
So this Friday, I'm so excited. We're celebrating our 8th annual award gala, and we are honoring amazing individuals from the New Haven Elm City community. And that will be at Anthony's Ocean View from 6 to 10 p.m.
And then on Saturday, we have the Dixwell Festival. And I'm excited because I'll be hosting that WYBC. So let's talk about what's happening on Saturday. And that's an event for the entire family.
Yes. So the Dixwell Festival is ran and hosted by Diane Brown. She is the branch manager at Stetson Library. So we're always excited to see all the amazing families come out, 94.3, you know, playing the music, people dancing and having a good time. And it's all about community engagement. And we have amazing vendors that are going to be out there, food trucks, clothing, jewelry, anything, skincare, you know, oils, all the different type of vendors we're going to have out there celebrating us as we are preparing for the Elm City Freddie Weekend. It's going to be a long, fun weekend full of amazing things.
So that's a big day because it's really like a reunion of Elm City. You see a lot of people that, especially if you grew up in New Haven, that you haven't seen in a while. So definitely come out. We'll have activities for the kids. There'll be line dancing. DJ Platinum, DJ Prime will be on the turntables providing the music. So a lot of activities that day, again, for the entire family. Do not miss it. Let's celebrate the Dixwell neighborhood the right way. Then on Sunday, it is the creme de la creme, Freddie Fixer Parade.
Yes. So we will be hosting our 61st annual Elm City Freddie Fixer Parade. The lineup starts at Dixwell and Vizel's like it always does every year. And we're just truly excited to see all the dance teams, all the organizations and businesses that will be participating. Ebony Horsewoman, they've been joining us for the last couple of years. So we're so excited. We have a highlight this year. Our Grand Marshal is our very own New Haven native Tyler Booker. He was a first round pick for the NFL. He plays for the Dallas Cowboys. So I know we have a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans out there. So they are ready with their jerseys to come out and show out as Tyler Booker is leading us for the parade this year.
Yeah, definitely shout out Tyler Booker. And I understand this year you have a record number of participants. Is that true?
Yes, we have over 100 parade participants. Last year, we had a record number in the last 10 plus years. And last year, we had over 5,000 parade spectators that joined us last year. So we're expecting that number to be even bigger and greater this year. And we're looking forward to it.
Such a big weekend coming up. Now, the parade starts at Dixwell and Bassett. And the grandstand is across from the Stetson Library?
Yes, the grandstand is going to be across from the Q House Stetson Library area. And that's where you all parade participants have 30 seconds to show off their best to the judges that will be on the grandstand viewing everyone that comes down. So we're excited about that as well.
So again, Friday, the gala.
Friday, June 5th, the gala is at Anthony's Ocean View, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're honoring amazing people in the community.
Saturday, the Dixwell Festival, that's from 1 to 5 on the Dixwell Plaza courtyard. And then Sunday, the Freddie Fixer Parade, and that kicks off at what time?
At 1:30 p.m. So all that will be marching in the parade. Check-in is from 10 to 12. So be on time so you can be lined up and in your zone.
And you get all the information on the Freddie Fixer Parade Facebook page. And Reese, I know, you know, it takes a group of people for this magnitude of an event, of weekend events, to happen. So I know you got a team that really helped you put this together.
Yeah, so I have an amazing team. So I just want to highlight that all our information can be found on our Facebook at ElmCityFreddyFixerParade.com, also on our Instagram at official Elm City Freddy Fixer Parade, and also on our website at ElmCityFreddyFixerParade.com. And none of this could be done without my amazing team. Krista Gibbs is our lead parade coordinator. Mamita Duda is our assistant parade coordinator. Ray Boyd, he's our board of directors. He is being honored for the Man of the Year. Nuke Rankins is our treasurer. Talisa Jackson is our secretary. We have amazing parade committee members. Maya Saunders and our lead parade marshal is Haley Vincent Simpson. So we're excited about our amazing team that's always showing up and there to support in all the work that we do.
Kudos to you and your team, and definitely kudos to Diane Brown and her team for the Dixwell Festival that's happening on Saturday. So I'm really looking forward to it. The countdown is underway. Today is Monday. We got 5 days left, 4 days to Friday for the gala, and then the whole weekend full of festivities celebrating New Haven and Freddy Fixer weekend. Reese, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
We're excited to see you as well. And everyone, come out and support us. We're excited to see you as well.
All right. I'm Daryl Huckabee, along with Dee Dee in the morning. On the Rhythm of the City, 94.3 WYBC, always keeping you connected to what's happening in our community.